This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 15, Bucks at Lions. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group is also the reason that the Bucks Bulletin Fantasy Exclusive Preview was invented as a spinoff of the normal 32-team Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I not only want to thank everyone at Brandon Legal Group for their support of the Todd Wright family of podcasts and for buying the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. They have signage at every tournament. Their logo is on the flyer for every tournament. I will see Jeremy, Peg, Danelle, Tony at Todd Wright Tour 22 this Saturday, our holiday spectacular at West Chase Golf Club. But I can already tell you that Brandon Legal Group has agreed to bring back another 16 episodes of the Bucks Bulletin in 2020. So we have a renewal of this podcast for a third consecutive year. Remember, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law they specialize in. Also remember, Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. When you are in need of legal assistance, call them for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. My thanks to Brandon Legal Group for being the founder, creator, and presenting sponsor going forward for 3 years into 2020. Of the Bucks Bulletin edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. All right, this one and recent ones have been pretty simple as well. This one seems to be also. And it's just going to fall in. Now, as I talk about in the full version of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and I talk regularly in my VEASAN segment on A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander every Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific throughout the fantasy football season. This is the time of year, and I've been saying it 4 years, where I have pushed back on fantasy analysts, and some of them have started to come around to the same line of thinking that I've had. You don't have to play your big names just because it's the playoffs. Last week was a great example of that. And I talked about it in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, how so many non-big names were among the top three or four performers at their positions in the first week of the fantasy football playoffs. Names like Mitchell Trubisky, Jimmy Garoppolo, A.J. Brown, Ryan Tannehill, Emmanuel Sanders, and the resurrection of Joe Mixon, rising from the ashes of the Cincinnati Bengals and their current one-win season. So, in line with that, while I encourage and always have encouraged owners to not blindly put in the biggest name that they drafted or that they feel has to play with their fantasy playoffs on the line, there are obvious exceptions. Two of them are this week in Bucks Lions. So to borrow a phrase, don't get cute and sit either Godwin or Galladay. And if you have both, you're playing both, and you did your drafting well. I guess your reason for sitting Godwin would be, well, Mike Evans is out for the year, so now Godwin will receive more defensive attention, and as a result of that, his numbers will plummet, so I need to look elsewhere for a productive wide receiver in the fantasy semifinals. Look, some of what you're saying is true. However, just temper your expectations a little bit. Godwin still has 22 catches of over 20 yards, most in the National Football League this year. He's also very good at working for the line to gain or the intermediate route. Sure, opposing defenses now do not have to concentrate on Mike Evans on the other side. That is going to make life a bit more difficult on Chris Godwin, but to bench him because of it, against the Detroit Lions, because Godwin will be running out of the slot most of the time and avoiding Darius Slay most of the time, you're still playing Chris Godwin, even though things are going to be a little bit different in the way the Buccaneers have to attack opposing defenses without Mike Evans. So he's playing. Don't overthink that. He's been one of the top 3 to 5 wide receivers all year in fantasy. Mike Evans not being there does impact him, but he is still more than worthy of being a starter in your fantasy semifinals. And as I told Gil Alexander on VEASAN earlier today, a player that has come up probably as much as any in the last month since the Matthew Stafford injury, people think twice about playing Kenny Golladay. And you shouldn't think twice about playing him this week. The Bucs defense will have difficulty covering Kenny Golladay. Kenny Golladay can catch touchdowns from Matt Stafford. He can catch them from Jeff Driscoll. He can catch them on Thanksgiving from David Blau. He can catch them early in the game like he did on Thanksgiving. He can catch them late in the game, garbage time, as he did against the Vikings. You know, the only guy in the NFL who's caught more touchdowns than Chris Godwin is Kenny Golladay. He's matchup proof. Not that the Bucs matchup is a bad one for him. He's quarterback proof. And he's Matt Patricia proof, who may be coaching for his job, just as I thought he would by the end of the second season in Detroit. One going to work. Galladay's already over 1,000 yards, double digits in touchdowns, and it's not like the Lions. I mean, the Bucs have more of a running game than the Lions do. With Marvin Jones out, interestingly, like the Bucs, suddenly without the other wide receiver. And Marvin Jones caught as many touchdowns this year as Chris Godwin did. Ankle injury, IR, done. But will the Bucs be able to pay just more attention on Golladay, and do they have the personnel to hold him to a guaranteed mid-range single-digit number in fantasy? Probably not. Golladay finds the end zone. He gets yardage. And much like Chris Godwin, even without another productive receiver out there opposite him, he should be just fine. And he is in your starting lineup for the fantasy semifinals this week. Cannot make a case for any other Lions in your lineup. Even Prater was held to one extra point last week in the loss to Minnesota, one of the better kickers out there, and the man who kicked the 64-yarder, which is an NFL record when he was with Denver. On the Bucs side, if you've been playing Jameis Winston in single quarterback leagues and you know there's an injury there, I wouldn't worry about it. He's going to play, and to predict that he re-aggravates the injury is, it's just not something you can project. He's playing through it. It's a good matchup. He still has Godwin. He's done more to Perriman in recent weeks and other targets as well. So you can continue to ride Winston and not not worry about the injury. Look, to say he re-aggravates it, that's the equivalent of saying if he was healthy, he would suffer the injury. It's not predictable. So if he has been your QB, he stays your QB, especially off the huge game he had last week, minus the pick six penalty, which I have in my fantasy leagues, and the turnovers in addition to the pick six. Also, I can make a case, this is more in DFS, that Peyton Barber could get action as a bargain running back. He's going to be very low priced, but the Lions are a team that give up rushing touchdowns, and it just feels like even though Ronald Jones is technically still the starter, Barber's going to get those early downs and near the goal line could get the call, much as he did a couple of weeks ago in the Ronald Jones benching game. But that's more of a DFS play than a season-long play. Once again, I thank Brandon Legal Group for creating and being the presenting sponsor of the Bucks Bulletin, and thanking them for allowing me to announce that the Bucks Bulletin will return for a full 16 episodes, week 1 through 16, next season, with fantasy exclusive previews. And yes, next week, that's it. For Bucks against Texans, that's the final Bucks Bulletin. Because independent of DFS, if you are still playing season-long fantasy football beyond week 16, as I say all the time on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, you need to find a new league or you need to find a new commissioner, because it's one of the stupidest things you can do in fantasy football. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Bucks Bulletin presented by Brandon Legal Group. Visit brandonlegalgroup.com and call them anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME. Talk to you next week.